This is Richard Hake with WNYC's Weekend Staff Picks, a sampling of some of the events our colleagues are checking out around town. It looks like it'll be a perfect beach weekend. WQXR News host Kerry Nolan suggests Sandy Hook, New Jersey. A historic landmark will be open to the public there on Saturday for its 250th anniversary.
You can tour the lighthouse this weekend if you're willing to climb 95 spiral steps and a ladder. Kids can play colonial-era games, there'll be food and drink available, and you can even take home an anniversary souvenir or two. Plus, you're on some of the best beaches in the area.
If not the beach, how about the park? Shakespeare in the Park's new season is now open in Central Park. News editor and theater critic Jennifer Benasco says it's an event not to be missed.
I think this is one of the most magical things to do in New York during the summer. The whole park is spread out in front of you. You have there's a pond, there's a castle. You have beautiful, often beautiful weather, but if it rains, it's fine. It's just gorgeous.
The one drawback about Shakespeare in the Park is the line.
Yeah, that's true. You have to go really early in the morning in order to get a Shakespeare in the Park ticket. But good news, there's a lot of other people there who love Shakespeare, who are really interesting, or who are college students who somebody's paying to stand in line. So it's fun anyway.
And it's free.
It's free. Yes, that's the absolute best thing about it. Totally free.
With World Cup fever hitting the city, of course we would find a staff member who's been waiting for this moment for 4 years. Today's match pits England against Italy, and this is the reaction of the Takeaway executive producer, Rupert Allman.
Oh! It's just huge. And I live in a very Italian neighborhood, so I'm in Bay Ridge. So, in fact, most of the places around me are gunning for the Italians.
So where would you go to basically celebrate or to watch the game with your fellow Brits?
I mean, the great thing about New York is you're never short of places to see fantastic sport.
What is the rivalry like between England and Italia?
Actually, it's not as acute as other rivalries like England-Germany or England-Argentina. The Italians we have a fondness for because they play beautiful football and a lot of English people go on vacation to Italy. There's a bit of light joshing, but nothing too acrimonious.
If you'd like to watch with the Brits or the Italians, Rupert suggests the Longbow in Bay Ridge or in Manhattan, the Mad Hatter on 3rd Avenue. Visit WNYC.org to get more information on our weekend staff picks. For WNYC, I'm Richard Hayden.